Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We are now filming it and also having people listen to it. This is going to be posted on to the podcast channel. This podcast is a little bit different. It was hard for me to intro this podcast. I haven't done one in a while. But as you guys can see, there's a chair behind me because today, guys, we're going to introduce and interview my co-host, my friend, my brother, Colby motherfucking Valancourt. Get your ass in here.
Let's go. Let
me take a folder. I don't care. I know, guys.
Just keep talking.
What is going on, bro?
You connected to it?
Apparently. Whatever. But yeah, so... Sorry, that's a... I know, podcast is supposed to be raw, so it's not going to be matter anyways. Uh-huh. So, today we're going to interview him because, for one, you guys don't know him, and he's going to be my co-host on this podcast when we do interviews with certain people. So, talk a little bit about yourself.
I like playing video games.
Camera's up there.
I like riding a four-wheeler. I like falling off my four-wheeler. And I have a girlfriend.
That's all you really gotta say for yourself.
I'm 6 foot.
That's something. That's something. I
there
think.
You go. There
that's
you go, buddy.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a little weird now doing the podcast. It's not. I'm not calling it the Golden Podcast. It is now called the Matt and Colby Podcast. It is on YouTube. It is on Spotify. That's all I can really say right now because we don't have. Literally anything at all for podcasts related, really. Whoa, what did I do? Guys, I'm trying to get the have a desktop on here so you guys can see what we're looking at too.
It's like 1,000 of them.
But there's like 1,000 million of them, and this is big. This is gonna be raw footage, so you guys won't have to worry about nothing. But yeah, so we're going to pull up the podcast channel for you guys to look at so you guys can see what I'm talking about when I say podcast channel.
Yep.
If I can even get it.
Hey, honestly, I should have had my license by now, though.
There's the podcast channel.
Because this will make everything so much easier. And like...
Yeah, so it's going to be a little different. So... Let's get right into questions and things that people are probably going to want to be asking, you know, join the podcast now that you're part of the team, basically.
Yeah, I've always been part of the team.
Well, you've been part of the team, but I'm talking about something else.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So these little interaction videos like these things for the podcast channel, it's not going to be just be constantly me and him like this constantly. It's probably going to be like online stuff and... You know, trying to get people to do the podcast. But if you guys want to come in and join the podcast, you can comment on the video. If you guys are subscribed to the YouTube channel, if you're not subscribed, do that now. And if you haven't already, follow us on Spotify and Anchor, which this podcast is sponsored by. So, that'd be great. Anyway, enough with that.
Those are questions.
I don't have any questions written down. I wasn't really prepared for today. I thought I was gonna be, but
Dominoes.
Yeah. Let's talk about Dominoes. By the way, now that you said Dominoes, we're gonna talk about Dominoes. Actually, I kind of want to talk about that.
Dominoes.
So, for those of you who don't know, there's a lot of times that Colby has actually had a job. He's worked at Walmart for like a week. He worked at fucking Wendy's for like 3 months, 5 months.
I can keep
and
a job.
And now we've got Domino's.
I can keep a job.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't. Colby, you left Walmart within a week of being there.
Because I was 14 years old.
You weren't 14. You were 16.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. You were 16 years old when you fucking went to Wally World.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm coming back. I might be coming back. So it's like, you have to deal with then.
Anyway. But no, so he now works at Domino's, and he's not getting any hours.
Even though I've gone to every single one of my shifts, and I went above and beyond. Like, I've taken my girlfriend's shift a couple of times, and a couple other people's shifts. So it's like, what did I do? Well, you know? I've helped you out every time. I'm clocking early. I go in an hour early and I clock in.
And he doesn't get the hours that he's supposed to.
Yeah, and I get screwed over.
By the way, this is not sponsored by Prime, but it should be. It'd be great.
It's a good drink.
It's a good drink. But yeah, so he works at Domino's and he's not getting his hours. And yeah. It's annoying, to be honest with you, because if that was my, that was me, I would try to do as much of my power.
I do, I am
to get
trying.
The hours, and if they're not giving it to me, then I'm just gonna leave.
I called my general manager. Don't work at Domino's, kids. Don't.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, let me go out of business. Sanford.
Which brings me to the next topic, kids. The way parents are with their kids these days now, man.
My mom's just like, yeah, you wanna fuck around?
Well, it's different. That's different, but that's different, though, like... This day and age with kids, though.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Like.
I know we're just, like, jumping to, like, topic to topic to topic to topic instead of transitioning to topics, but, like, you said something about kids, and that's what clicked the other topic that I wanted to talk about. It's, like, how bad, like, parenting is these days now in 2023. Like, our generation knows better, but then, like, there's the other generation that thinks of their shit, and they think they know what they're doing with their lives. They really don't.
You're not gonna get by.
Kids these days now, like, they can do whatever the fuck they want. But when it was back when we were born, my parents would discipline me no matter what. They would, if I was watching porn, I'm not saying I was when I was a kid, but we don't talk about that right now. That's up for a later date. If they ever caught me watching porn, I would be grounded. My phone, my shit would be taken away. They never trust me with a camera, though. That was the problem. They never trusted me with a camera at all. So I had the iPhone. It was the iPhone 3, and it didn't have a back camera or a front camera. There was no camera whatsoever.
That was funny.
And
iPhone 3, holy
cow. I literally asked them, I'm like, why does this have a camera? They basically told me they didn't trust me. That's basically what it was. I remember it. They probably are probably going to listen to this, and they're going to hear this. I remember that clear as day. They did not trust me with a camera. There's probably a reason behind it, but I'm not going to expose myself this quick. In the first episode, there is no way I am doing it. Not right now. Maybe I'll get my parents on at one point and do a podcast with my parents, and we're going to talk about my life.
Oh, God.
That would be the best podcast. I think would be amazing. And let's just embarrass Matt for the first time in forever. Let's embarrass me on social media. That's fine. I don't care. I'll do that anyways. I do it to myself anyway.
You do it anyway.
I sit in front of a camera talking to myself half the time. And that's basically all I got to really say about that. I mean, I don't know what else to say. But, like, no, my parents did not trust me with a fucking camera.
I thought that was hilarious.
And they used to put restrictions on my phone.
I remember that.
I guarantee you, this day and age, right now, you're not going to find a kid with restrictions on their phone.
I know.
Because parents don't give a shit anymore.
My mom was born.
There's probably parents. Okay, I'm gonna clear this up.
Some parents.
There are some parents that know exactly what they're doing, and they know how to control their kids. But there's those parents that do not know how to control their kids. And can you close that?
They had them too earlier.
They had them either too early, and even there's those.
It's not bad.
Young moms too.
It's not bad to have kids early, but like the fact that like.
There's like young moms and everything too now. Like I'm not trying to make fun of. Like I know I got some friends that are young moms, and congratulations. I don't care. That's your fucking life.
I don't know what. I don't care.
Like... I don't care. That's your life. You want to have a kid at a young age? Fine. I don't have any problem with it. That's not my life.
Right.
It just seems like it. To me, it seems like that means like. Granted, there's probably there's my friends that are our age.
Right.
Go ahead and do what the fuck you want.
Like my cousin's.
You're
pregnant.
Our age. You can do what you want.
My cousin's pregnant.
But like, I'm talking about
she's
like.
Working two jobs now.
There's literally, I have seen posts everywhere of a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old getting pregnant.
Yeah, but if you're like not ready for it, it's not really good.
But what does that tell you? Does that mean the school's not doing any good, or the parents not doing any good?
Right.
You would imagine. The parents.
Right.
Not the school. You can't blame the school for that.
Yeah.
You're getting a dick shoved inside deep in your pussy and getting fucking pregnant.
Yeah.
We're getting canceled for
this. I don't think we even care at this point.
But like...
We're too young.
That's the issue.
We're too young.
Kids are getting too young and they're getting pregnant. Like it's... Not the school's fault. It's the parents' fault. It's got to be the parents' fault because they didn't teach them how to put a condom on. Teach them. Use a fucking banana or a cucumber.
It's not that hard. It really isn't that hard. The instructions really are on the back.
Are you talking about the condom or the penis?
Condom.
It's not too hard. So I had to ask if you're talking about the penis or cucumber or
cucumber. No, the fucking gosh.
But no, like, I just don't understand it. Like, there's like no kids get punched. Yeah, I got some in there. This kid's already freaking snacking in the podcast.
Drink Prime.
We're not sponsored by Prime!
Whatever.
Which, speaking of sponsoring by Prime, I've actually tried contacting them about that, and they came back to me, and they're going to email me again if I can be sponsored by them or not.
I want your shoes.
So hopefully this podcast will be sponsored by Prime. Because I don't know if you guys know, but if you guys watch my live streams, I got a whole stack of Prime up on my TV.
Every single flavor?
Every single flavor. I've had every single flavor.
You keep the cans, but...
No, I'm not keeping the cans.
No.
They'll get crushed, and that's not good. These would get crushed, too, but they're way more durable than a can. Like, it's so durable. Like, you can't even squish it like you can with a soda can, soda bottle.
Yep.
Like, you cannot physically squish these Prime bottles. Of course, you gotta keep that
thing up. My favorite fidget here.
So, now we're gonna get off the topic of bad parenting, because I don't want to keep going on about that and offending.
I have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say too, but I feel like we're gonna offend every little person because everyone gets offended these days now.
My cousin's dad's a bitch.
Let's just dead eye look at the camera. My cousin's mom's that. My cousin's dad's a bitch.
Yeah, Isaiah, I'm talking about your dad.
I don't think he watches the podcast.
I'll show him it.
Content. Okay. Yeah. We'll have him on the podcast.
At some point, I mean, that little white kid's racist.
Then never mind.
Exactly.
Nope. Gang, gang.
Like, my dad hasn't talked to me in like a month.
Let's talk about your dad now.
Ugh.
Now you said something about your dad, let's talk about that. What's going on with that? What's going on with you and your dad?
It's crazy.
Tell the people.
Because he went to come hang out with me for a while last year, and then he didn't talk to me. He talked to me, he said Happy New Year, and then on the January 1st, he said, "Hi, I hope your one day a year or some shit was good, or how are you doing?" And then he stopped talking to me from January 11th all the way to February 16th, which you'd hope, you know, he says he wants to be in my life more, but he barely talks to me. It's like, pick one, because soon I'm about to go.
Alright, let's now talk about a sensitive one. When you were younger.
No.
Yes.
No.
They need to know the reason why your dad's basically out of your life.
Oh, druggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was living with not even my dad at this point. It was, my grandmother, my grandparents. I was living with his parents for a while. My mom would stay with me and stuff, so my mom would be around.
His mom was basically the dad figure in his life.
My mom was like my dad and my mom. So it's like, because my dad left me when I was 4, he picked drugs up over me at the time. And so it was like, I didn't have a dad, really. So it was like, I had a mom and a dad. I did everything with my mom. My mom was like, my mom's my best friend.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you supposed to do in that
situation? And he also chose a bad person over his own kid, which is kind of fucked up, I'm not gonna lie.
Right. His brother.
With the story that happened, which will basically give a example. Let's just say, whole stick done. Him.
Nah, let's just say that his brother's a shitty person.
Yeah, and he chose.
He chose what, like.
There's gotta be people out there who are gonna get what I said, whole stick him. They'll understand it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say instead of bringing up the whole story on how that happened and whatever. That's
basically,
all I'm going to say.
Basically, no one in the house. Uncle's a retard.
Yeah, and...
And his people, dad chose the thing is, people have these people inside their family. And it's kind of crazy that happened.
And it's crazy, too,
to
how...
That shouldn't happen. That's family.
Yeah, but to me, it's crazy because people like to choose the bad people and
for a while
life.
My dad did choose him.
So that's
for a while my dad did choose his own brother over me, which I get it, family, but at the same time I am your son.
I get it, it's family too, but like,
and then
not if he's that shitty of a person.
On top of that, I graduated from high school, and then my aunt, my meth head cocaine addict skeleton stripper of an aunt, who lives in Florida, I guess she had a wanted murder charge. My family's crazy. Just at this point. My grandmother raised a bunch of psychos. And so it's like, yeah. But she texted me and goes, "Good job, Nana and Papa will be proud." I said, "Just drop dead." Please.
They'll be proud. Drop dead.
Yeah, they literally said, "Nana and Papa will be proud." And I was like, why are you putting your name, their name in your mouth, even though you are such a disappointment? Like, it's like, why? It's like, it's not like a good thing. It's not cool. It's like, why would you say that, even though that you knew that you were the problem?
There's a lot of fucked up people in this world, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, lately, there is a distracted driver. Me. No. No, I'm joking. No, there was a distracted driver down in our city town, whatever the fuck we're calling
this. Oh, we're talking about this. I feel so bad.
He got so distracted.
On his phone.
He hit a fucking 13-year-old 15. Girl, whatever, on her bike. Dragged her half the way down the street.
Yeah, she was screaming for help. I think that was on the news.
And I hope she's okay. I still hope she's okay.
I think I got told she was. I got the main med and is breathing okay.
Yeah, so she's lucky to be alive.
Honestly,
I wish the best for her parents and her, and I don't even know who she is. I just wish the best because that's fucked up and that's
like don't
inches away from death.
Don't text and drive. Unless you know how to text with... Well,
don't looking. Text and drive in general.
The thing is... You dummy. Have you been driving forever?
Me?
No, listen. No.
I've only been driving for almost...
No, not you.
Oh, well, actually, in general, no, I've been driving for a year.
If you've been driving for a while and you can, like, text without looking on your phone, that's cool. But
it's still better to pull over.
Right.
Text and then drive again. And if something happens again, you go and pull over again. Right.
Like, if you really need to talk to them, just call them. All you really got to do.
There is those hands-free things, but those are also, like, distracted driving,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But still, like, even then, just still pull over, man. Like,
no, yeah.
You really risk someone's life. Who's young as fuck life and got so close to fucking death. Like, you can't explain how scary and tragic that is, probably for her family, for any of that. Or anybody that knows her.
Right.
Like, I don't know the name. I don't know anybody. So that's why I'm just saying her. That's all I know. It's a young girl. Got hit by a
car. I guess she was in a cheerleader. Car, a cheerleader. And so that could... I feel like that ruined her cheerleading.
And that's like our other friend that got jail for stabbing somebody. But yeah. We're not going to get into the topic of that one. That one
the thing that upsets me is that I see it all over Snap. Everyone was posting it. I guess she was a cheerleader.
Huh.
So I think that career is over for her.
So she's not paralyzed.
That's just... Well,
she got trapped under the car.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if she doesn't hear properly, she's not ever...
She's, yeah.
Like...
Well, I wish the best for that family. I wish the best for her as well. Big time. It's tragic. So close to death.
Yeah, it was kind of... Not okay with the world we kind of live in.
I can't stand it. This podcast was supposed to be about Kobe, but now it's just, like, random things coming up. Yeah. All the time.
No, I don't get why people have the desire. Like, if you can text and drive without looking at your phone, okay, but it's still not a good thing to do. So it's rather you, it's your safe, it's other safety over yourself, really.
Yeah, it's
like I'm crazy. The type of person to put people like if, dangerous situation. I put people like help people get out instead of like you know me.
Yeah.
Like I'd help people instead of me.
Yeah.
I don't really need help. I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah, that's me.
My mom's gonna bring me back from the grave. Fucking witch.
I'm not a cadaver. I don't know. But no, this world, man, it's gotten fucked.
Not. I wanna go back to where I was 11, where I was riding my bike around town. So I had friends. No. Riding my bike. I was 11. And when I was 11, there were simpler times. All I had to do with
any day.
All I had to do was playing on my DS.
Any day from we were bike. Born to like 2015 was fine.
Yeah.
2016 to now is when it all went to shit.
As Logan Paul was saying, 2016, I don't like you.
2020, I don't like you.
Exactly.
Not 2016.
What is the 2016 Harambe song, right?
It's the best home move I've ever seen.
Oh.
2016.
Oh, got that one.
You know what I mean? Know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, you had the chance to meet him at WWE.
Yeah, so, hey. A lot of things have happened since the last time I posted on the Golden Podcast when it was the Golden Podcast. It still is, just it's now called the Matt and Colby Podcast. The last episode I posted was basically 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. And I have gone to so many shows. I've been to, if we're going to talk about, if we're really going to talk about shows, I have a list of all the shows that I've been to, and I'll list them off right now. And I'll, basically, this is what I'm going to, I'm just going to list off all the shows that I've been to.
Yeah, because you have them right
where down. Where the places and the times. So, first ever show that I went to was Panic at the Disco, January 13th, 2019, at the SNHU Arena in Manchester, New Hampshire. Best fucking show I've ever been to for the first concert. That was the best show to go to.
Yep.
I am not going to lie. That was amazing. Skillet on March 11th, 2020. The last fucking concert I ever went to because COVID fucking hit.
Yeah.
Right in Portland, Maine, at the State Theater was Skillet. We were literally, I have a shirt too. I have no idea where my shirt is, but we were literally the last fucking show and then everything shut down.
That was cool.
And then I went to Luke Bryan August 27th, 2021 when they finally let concerts come.
Yeah, that was you sent me
at the Bank of Pavilion, New Hampshire.
Send me a photo and video. That was pretty cool.
Then March 17th, 2022, I went to go see Jeff Denham at the Crouse Insurance Arena in Portland, Maine. Amazing. Funny as fuck. Loved it. Got a signed Funko out of that deal.
Yeah, it's like...
All my I have a whole shit ton of Funkos
as you
over
can
there.
See, he's
there
got on the shelf. 1,000.
Over there somewhere. Yeah.
1,000. Where's your mic?
For the camera?
Oh, that's for the camera?
Yep. My girlfriend's parents took me and her to a Monster Jam event at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts. Awesome. That was awesome and loud. Best, one of the best concerts besides Panic was fucking Machine Gun Kelly at TD Garden. Holy fuck. Dude, that was amazing. One of the loudest ones that I've ever been to as well. That was the loudest concert I've ever been to. Then I took my mom to go see her favorite band, Bare Naked Ladies, at in New Hampshire. Went back to the same place, Bank of Pavilion, New Hampshire, to go see Luke Bryan again, but in July 29th, which was a few days after Baronic Leeds, because Baronic Leeds was the 8th. Then, for the final time, I'm still upset about it, Panic at the Disco, September 28th, at TD Garden.
Yeah, that was the last time.
That's going to be the last time I'm ever going to see Panic at the Disco.
Which is sad.
Just sad.
Because they're just a good
band. Then there's two recent ones that's happened. 2023, February 26th, 2023, I went to the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor to see Fear the Dead Man Skillet and this other band. I can never say their name. It's so difficult for me to say. It's this Rahoa.
Wait. Arizona or something?
It's the one with Adam from 3 Days Grace.
Oh.
It's that band. We saw them and we stayed the night in Bangor, which is the awesome. And then the very recent one was March 6th, which was a few weeks ago. Went to go to WWE Monday Night Raw at TD Garden. And I met, well, I didn't meet them, but I saw Logan Paul, Seth Rollins, John Cena, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Lita, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch. Saw them.
Walter White.
It was amazing. Very, very an amazing show, and I loved it.
You better love the maggot.
Why are you telling me I better love it?
Because it's WWE.
Mm-hmm. But those are all the shows I've been to. I've only been to two recent. Well, if you count 2022 and 2023, that was the list of 2021 and 2020. 2023, 2022 lists of shows that I went to since I stopped doing the podcast. What are you doing now?
No.
I'm trying to see if anything else has changed since I stopped. Oh, got a car.
You should show it.
How?
You can put it in.
I don't have a picture on my computer of it. I mean, like on Facebook actually.
You have it on your iPhone.
And I also have it on Facebook.
Oh, you do?
But yeah. I got a picture of my car. I got my job back at Walmart. A lot of you did know I used to work at Walmart, and you guys know I know Bailey Brown and Chris Morton from Imagine Podcast. They don't do theirs much anymore either.
Really?
Yeah, they stopped doing theirs.
Why? You know the reason why?
Nope. This is just a little bit of a view of my car. For the people who are going to be watching on YouTube, this is for the people I'm watching on YouTube. So if you want to see my car, go to YouTube at Matt and Colby Podcast on YouTube. So yeah, this is something. Oh, let me get rid of this. But yeah, so this is my car that I bought. It's a 2017 Volkswagen Passat. I already had to put it in the shop 14 days of having it because I had a 4-cylinder misfire. They could not figure out what the hell happened to it, so I didn't have it for about 2 weeks. They gave me a 23-year-old car. They gave me a 2016 Kia Soul to just drive to have. And I was lucky enough for the concert. I got my car back for the concert, and I managed to take it to Bangor.
That's how close.
No problem. So
I was gonna notice how it like how like almost you didn't have to you couldn't drive your car. Almost not getting it.
Yep.
And you would have had to drove that shitty car.
I would have had to drove that 23-year-old car. It was a Prism. That thing sucked so bad, dude. Oh my god.
You had fun with it while you had it, though.
I did. I really did. I did a lot of stupid shit with it, and I literally would have offered the guy like at least probably like a grand for it.
Why? Just to have it?
Play just around? To have to play around with and break it.
You wouldn't have room in here.
Tiny fucking car. I could have fit it anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. You could have run like behind Dan's truck.
I look like. Gotta find it. But it was a 2000 Prism. There it is. Chevrolet Prism. It wasn't a bad car. I bet you it would have been a good car back in 2000. But this was the car that I drove for a week.
This car is definitely better looking.
I drove this car for a week. The same as that car I drove for a week. And it sucked. This was basically it. This was basically the color of everything. It. That was basically what it looked like, just without the tire, with the tires being the way they are. It looked like it was all original parts. Everything about it looked fine. And the radio didn't work.
Yeah, so you upset.
Radio didn't work half the time. It squealed like a bitch.
Is that why you went back to the dealership and was like, I need another car?
No, he offered me another car.
He knew the radio didn't work.
No, like, he just offered me another car because he thought giving me another car would keep me happy and keep me around.
Yeah.
Which it did, because it would have been nice just to have a loaner. So he gave me the Prism for about 3 days because he didn't think it was going to take as long as it was. So he gave me this 23-year-old car and told me, he texted me like probably like a few days after I had the car. Had it for like 4 days, 5 days.
Yeah.
I texted him asking for an update on my car. Told me they couldn't find anything. He offered me a better loaner until they could figure out what was going on.
I was say, at this point, that car, you should have just put like a speaker in it and played it on
I know, your phone. I did. We put Emily's JBL in it.
Really?
Yep.
That's hilarious, though.
But
that's funny, because like,
I want to
give him a car, radio, like kids, a car that radio don't work.
Yeah, and I looked and I told him, obviously when I asked him for the update, he gave me a better. He's like, look, if you can come down today, I can give you a better car. Come here after like. I should read the receipts.
Receipts? You have a receipt?
Yeah, I have a receipt for it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can even find his phone number. Here.
Bro.
You!
That's me.
Yeah. So, after I told him about my car, telling him where I was getting it dropped off of, it was the 10th, February 10th is when it all happened. February 14th, I text him like, hey, any updates on my car? He said, "We believe we fixed it. We have noticed your oil cap was not sealed properly, so we ordered a new one, and it was supposed to be here this afternoon. Once it shows up, I want to drive your car for a bit, make sure everything's good. We did do some other things that I'll tell you about when you pick it up. Are you available to swap car or vehicles later today? Tell him I can't. I'm working again tomorrow." Same day, he's like, "Car never acted up on us, and when it showed up, it ran perfect. Check engine light was not on. The cars like to mess with us. Oil cap wasn't sealed properly. Can make the engine act up. We could probably put new spark plugs in it. They told me when they drive it, whatever. Tell him I can come around 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
Do not come tomorrow here yet."
Then he texted me the next day. "Your car acted up this morning. Don't come yet. I don't know what's going on, but we'll figure it out. I do apologize. Tell him it's all good." I think we figured it out, but we have to order some parts. Keep the loaner for now. Keep you updated. Sounds good. The next following day, February 16th. "Once again, I think we fixed your car. I think I have to, I've driven it more than you have. These problems are hard to fix because it wasn't acting up when you want it to. Tomorrow morning, I will test it again, drive it all around. Be touched tomorrow in the AM. Sound good." February 17th. "You working today?" "No. We still are having a hard time figuring out your car. It's not a bad motor or it would be running poorly all the time. I don't think I would like to give you a nicer loaner to use. This is dragging out. Please stop by today if you have a chance and we'll swap you into a better loaner. Or if you don't care, it's fine too. Tell him I'll be there. Tell him I was almost here." This was on the 17th. 18, 19, 20, 20. 4 days later. Almost basically about literally two weeks. "Fixed your car. Pretty sure we got it this time. Swap cars. Okay, coming now." The day that I went to go pick up the better loaner, he told me that they had to go bring it to the Volkswagen dealership because they can probably figure out then. They did. They brought it to the fucking dealership. My check, if I wasn't under warranty, would have been at least $1,770.
Really?
Just about. Because they replaced every tube, they replaced every cap.
Everything.
They replaced everything on the passenger side.
Jesus.
Everything on the passenger side got replaced. Tubes, everything. Because I guess they did a smoke test and everything was leaking. All the tubes and shit were leaking.
Damn.
So they replaced everything. So if I was paying for that, about $1,700 down the drain.
Yep.
Thank fucking God I didn't. Seriously.
She waited 2 more weeks.
Yeah. If I waited 2 more weeks, I guarantee you I would have blown shit.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I would have blown.
Fishy.
I couldn't, man.
Yeah, you would have not been able to pay for that.
No.
Oh, you would have, but...
I would have been able to pay for it, but, like, the only issue with trying to pay for it, it would just be a little difficult because I don't make enough... Like, I do make enough money for it. Mm-hmm. And I could get it all paid up, fixed, whatever. But it would probably take me 2 checks.
It would.
Which would suck ass. And I really don't want to do that. I really don't. I didn't want to do that.
I get it.
But I had it for 14 days, so I was able to get it for free. Get it fixed for free. I don't know if there's anything else that we really talk about, really. I mean, my life's kind of up to date-ish.
No,
still things going on with my life. I just don't want to talk about it right now.
What I said. Fucking got a job, getting fucked over by my job.
Yeah.
Probably gonna... Legal trouble.
Let's not do legal trouble. That would be fine.
I need cash.
So the last thing that I want to do before we get out of here. We got papers right here that have been sitting here all podcasts with words on it.
Words.
These podcasts are usually not going to be like 34 minutes short. They're going to be like an hour long, maybe more. just because we weren't prepared for this first podcast. I'm just going to be 100% honest with you. Next ones we will be. No, he's playing with a pen. Of course. So, I have two copies that we're both going to sign. What are you doing?
Having fun.
So me and him are going to sign both these two copies. It's a podcast clan video making contract that we're signing. And I'm going to read to everyone what this contract says.
Oh, wait. What? You didn't tell him about the clan.
Oh, yeah. Got to talk about that before we sign these and I read this to you. Colby has made a clan. Talk about it. I have no words for the clan. It's all you. That's all I'm going to say. Colby started a clan. Now talk about it.
Okay, so but it's called the Social Rejects. I know, kind of weird, but it's the...
Like, we're socially rejects.
Yeah, because in school, I would be a social reject. People didn't like me. I didn't really care. I just kept to myself. I had a few friends. And my girlfriend. That's really about it. Oh, and one gym rat. Mm-hmm. Nick, I'm talking to you if you watch this.
And listen.
And then I have my little buddy, Gabe. He's the age...
He should come onto the podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's actually the age that when I met him, he's my age when I met him. So I've known him for like 5-6 years now. Mm-hmm. But basically, Clan of Soldier Rejects, I'm looking for people to try out for it. You won't get paid yet. But once I start getting my money and stuff like that, we should be able to like...
So, in other words, guys, go to YouTube, type in Low Key on YouTube, go to his channel. You see a live stream that says clan tryouts, join up. Boom.
Yeah, because I'm going to start doing those soon.
Which brings me to him. He's making a comeback on YouTube now. Mm-hmm. So am I.
Where That's why we started I, this. Yeah, so I basically, so for the clan, I basically asked him if he wanted to be like co-owner.
Yeah.
So
Which brought me to making a contract. So... He wants me to do clan things. I want him to do podcast things. So I'm co-owner of the clan, and he's my co-host for the podcast and half owner of the podcast. So I ended up making a contract so we can stick with it and won't break it, especially when things come involved. It won't ruin our friendship, and it won't ruin the podcast.
If we end up like getting money for it or something.
So basically what the contract says... Signing this contract states that if we fight, we still have to make videos and podcasts. So if me and him get into an argument, we'll probably be pissed at each other at some points in the podcast. Just not going to show it.
Yeah.
If money gets involved with the podcast clan, we split the money 50-50. If merch podcast sales, if merch is made. So if any merch for the podcast is made... We split the money 50-50. If any money from the podcast or just any money coming from anything from the clan or from the podcast, we split 50-50. That's it. So this way here, we don't let money get between us. That is literally why that's in there. If one says, let's make something, we have to do it no matter what. So if Colby says, hey, let's do this for the clan, I have to do it. Hey, let's make a podcast episode. He's got to do it. Me and him are going to be sitting off camera talking about schedule for the podcast and whatever else to get the podcast going. But we're going to start off this podcast with this first episode and we're going to go on from there. We do not let the girls in our lives, which is my girlfriend and his girlfriend, in our lives to say no to whatever we have planned. So my girlfriend can't say no to anything he's got planned. His can't say no to whatever I got planned. If I need him, I need him.
Right.
He needs me. He needs me.
Exactly.
Basically, is what that states.
We're like the only people in our life that we do anything for each other.
We're basically the only friends left from our old friend group that we have.
Yeah.
Everybody else has either been kicked out of our lives or they just...
Kicked out of our lives or had problems.
Mm-hmm.
Legal problems.
Yeah.
We won't say because, you know, he's...
Probably won't listen to it.
He's everything.
If this contract gets broken, we will stop all making of each thing until we get our shit together and re-sign the contract. So it'd be the same contract, but we would re-sign it and we'll just stop for a little bit and then we're going to talk, re-sign the contract, and there we go. So.
Lighter.
We have two of them. I'll sign the contracts first. I'm gonna put the camera down because we gotta get this on film, so people see that we signed the contract. And
hold on, wait, hold on.
One remote. It's this one.
That one. Let me see it. Where do I point it?
You couldn't turn it off.
Where do I point it?
Over here.
Turn the brightness down.
There we go. That's work. That works better.
That works. I was gonna say we have light turned down. What is that one for then?
It's about rooms. So I'm gonna sign the contract first. Okay. I'm gonna be the first person. I'm just gonna do one's for you, one's for me.
Oh, copy.
Yep. You have to hold on to it.
You have such a oh my god.
I have bad handwriting. This is how,
no,
this
it's
is
better than mine.
This is literally how I sign every fucking everything.
This
I'm not even joking.
It's better than
you.
Mine.
Alright.
It's better than mine.
Your turn to sign both.
Bro, you're about to see how bad my handwriting is. Like, I don't do
this
cursing.
Is all documented, all recorded, so you guys can see that this contract gets broken. And or if anyone breaks this contract, it's officially signed. I think I'm gonna put G3 at the end of my signature. I should. Low-key on that one, though. I'm just gonna do a little bit of a G3. Mm-hmm. So if you ever guys get a signature from me, it'll be my name in G3. So it'd be a G converted into a 3. Actually, looks pretty cool. So yeah, guys. So now you guys can see both contracts are signed. They're both signed. So now that means anything podcast, video, or clan related, we have to do.
Yep.
Cannot break this contract. This contract's broken. We have to re-sign the pod. Re-sign it again. So, yeah. That concludes this podcast episode.
Don't ask what I'm doing.
I don't even know what you're trying to do. This dude plays with every little fucking thing I have in this room, I swear.
I have ADHD. Here you go. I made you a fan for stream.
It's gonna be so annoying in the mic.
Fine, I'll use it.
You're the one who gets hot after that. I don't want to hear
that. That is true. I'm like a fucking... My, like, I don't know. I need AC all the time. Like, oh, in the winter time, when I use an AC and a fan, sleep. Highly hates it for it.
But guys, this is going to conclude the podcast. We are now officially a podcast, Matt and Chloe podcast. If you guys want to be on it, comment if you're on the YouTube channel. If you want to be on it, we'll interview you on the podcast with some questions. Hopefully to get some special guests. I've already contacted one person to come here, and I haven't heard a word yet. And there's another person that I want to get as well. It'd be amazing online podcast. It'd be great. Some of these podcasts are going to be in person online. So if you guys want to be part of any of
Discord,
it,
yeah.
Let me know. And we'll interview each other. We'll interview you on the podcast and you'll be part of an episode on the podcast.
I haven't been in front of a camera for so long.
You're going to be in front of a camera for a long
time. I know. I'm just saying. It's been a while. That's why I'm like this.
This is going to conclude podcast 1. We'll see you guys for podcast 2. Podcast 2 will most likely just be us again. Probably talking about the schedule and how the podcast is going to end up going. Where we're planning on taking the podcast and how long we're gonna do it for.
What if the podcast blows up and our channel's done?
That's gonna suck ass. But guys, don't forget to subscribe to GoldNinja03 Games on YouTube. Don't forget to
Loki.
Subscribe to Loki. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, Matt and Colby Podcast. We're probably gonna we have another channel called Matt and Colby that we're probably gonna do a lot of behind the scene podcast work on, which I think would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
not gonna lie.
Cool, yeah.
So don't forget to subscribe to Matt and Colby Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to Matt and Colby. Don't forget to subscribe to Loki. GoldNinja03. Don't forget to subscribe to that one as well. Be greatly appreciated. And one more channel. There's like fucking 6 channels here, I swear to fuck. My vlog channel, Matt Morin Vlogs, where you get to see more of Matt Morin than GoldNinja03.
You haven't posted on that in a while.
I haven't posted on it for a month, for a few months.
Yeah, last time.
But still, subscribe to it, support it. Every channel is going to be in the channel tab on the Gold Ninja 03 channel. Yeah.
Okay, I'm We have every, a podcast.
But... Almost every channel that's going to be, that's not listed, is going to be in the channel tab on the Gold Ninja 03 channel. If it's not going to be there, then it's going to be on the podcast. My channel is going to be, my personal channel is going to be there. His is going to be there. My vlog channel is going to be there. Our channel together is going to be there. All the links are going to be there. So everything will be put there.
That was on my recommended searches. They're asking for your house.
Damn.
This is what they get.
The abandoned house video and me and
Minecraft,
my girlfriend.
Minecraft. Not this. Ellie, I think we got a ghost. Yeah, we had a ghost. Yeah, I had to.
Yeah. All right, guys. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, watching. Don't forget to subscribe to all the channels. Anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Nope.
No?
Have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one, guys. We'll be posting this video podcast soon. Hopefully posting it all today.
Yeah, the only one we don't have is...
The one that my, I don't have is... Yeah.
I'm going to subscribe to all of these. We have 13 subscribers on that, and then I got 13 now on it. More of a kind, I don't know who that is. I know
that's Sean.
That's Danny.
That's Sean.
Your dad, Emily. Sean? Okay. Yep.
But guys, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for watching, listening. Follow us on Spotify, Anchor. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Peace.